This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A lot of people are on the road ahead of the New Year's Eve holiday. Today is expected to be among the busiest days for drivers. Saturday is also expected to be busier than normal, says INRIX, the transportation data provider. Gas is an average of $3.12 a gallon today, says the AAA. Overseas now to the war between Israel and Hamas. Israel bombed cities, towns, and refugee camps across Gaza overnight and into this morning. Dozens of people have been killed, we're told. The AP's Karen Shamas on a hidden cost of this war.
Israel's defense ministry says roughly 3,000 members of the country's security forces have been wounded since the Israel-Hamas war began. Igor Tudoran is one of those soldiers. He spent just 12 hours inside the Gaza Strip before a missile slammed into his tank, leaving him with a life-altering injury. Eden Kleiman, who heads the non-profit Disabled Veterans Organization, says he has never seen such a large scope of wounded soldiers. More than 160 soldiers have been killed since the ground operation began, and 1,200 Israelis were killed in the October 7th Hamas attack on Israel. In Gaza, more than 21,000 Palestinians have been killed. I'm Karen Shamas.
Now to who the New York Times is suing and why. The AP's Julie Walker.
The New York Times sues OpenAI and Microsoft over the use of its stories to train chatbots. The New York Times says copyright infringements at the paper alone could be worth billions. The paper joins a growing list of individuals and publishers trying to stop OpenAI from using copyrighted material.
Two people were rescued after their helicopter crashed near a Miami airport, but one of them later died. Witnesses say they saw what appeared to be a helicopter spinning and falling. Not clear why this happened. This is AP News. Now to a win for Donald Trump. The AP's Mike Hempen has this story.
Former President Trump is staying on the ballot in Michigan. The Michigan Supreme Court says it will not hear an appeal of a lower court's ruling from groups seeking to keep Donald Trump from appearing on the state's primary election ballot. The court says it did consider an application by parties wanting to appeal a December 14th Michigan Appeals Court judgment, but it was not persuaded that the questions presented should be reviewed by the court. This ruling contrasts with a December 19th decision by the Colorado Supreme Court, which found Trump ineligible to be president because of his role in the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol. I'm Mike Hempen.
Gaston Glock has died, the Austrian developer of the Glock handgun. He was 94. He was a reclusive engineer. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.